speaker was reception. I went around the room and talked to students, and at my table in particular, there were hospitality majors, grad students, and they were very intentional about their career track. And then there was a pre-med person, Laura's a pre-med person, and they're very focused on their future, their expertise and their understanding. Laura talked about wanting to be a pediatrician or working with persons who are older and ailing, geriatrics. And she understood that the two are different and yet the same. And if you don't get that, just keep on living. All right? Non-bias is the answer. We were told to evolve past human conflict and retaliation. It is to celebrate love and get worlds ahead by doing so. Because love is not what makes the world go round. Love is what makes the ride worthwhile. People want to know that you care before they care what you know. So what is it that people really want? Business people want more business to impact the bottom line. Can you tell me about the bottom line? Employees want greater wages. Because when money is tight, it doesn't talk, it whispers. Colleagues want recognition. They want to be accepted and acknowledged and appreciated. Friends want trust. They want you to be able to say what you mean and mean what you say. Husbands and wives and significant others want remembrances. They don't want you to be an amnesia victim. Parents want obedience from their children because they want them to realize, and they keep reminding them, you may have been born at night but not last night. Politicians want votes because they recognize that once you learn to play the game, somebody comes along and moves all the bases. But the bottom line is everybody, and that's everybody, wants respect. Everybody wants respect. So let's look at leadership, because leadership is that dynamic that galvanizing individuals into groups to make a difference for betterment. And working together works, and it will work if you work it. Dr. Martin Luther King showed us worlds ahead, that you can turn a stumbling block into a stepping stone and an obstacle into an opportunity. You can turn a barrier into a benchmark. You can turn trash into treasure. And even when you believe you've reached the end of your rope, you can tie a knot and just hold on. So if you do what you've always done, you're going to get what you've always got. The elementary school teacher asked her class, do you know that more twins are being born today? The little girl said, yeah, I know. She said, do you really know that there are more twins who are being born today? The little girl said, I know why. More twins are being born today. She said, well, can you say to the class why that phenomena is occurring? And the little girl said, I can tell them. She said, tell them. She said, because they're scared to come up in here by themselves.